Dara, coming up to Rathdown here in Laois is often a tough task, but you must be very delighted with the first performance under your helm.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's first of all, the pitch is in great nick for this time of year. I was watching a game on stream yesterday and it was nearly in a bog. But today, no, it was a lovely game. We created lots of chances and we're very happy with our performance. Lots and lots to work on. I suppose we got the whole 25 lads on the pitch, which is very important. And some of our younger lads played very well. I was delighted with them. So we two leaving certs playing there today, and it was great to see them in action, you know, because I haven't probably seen them that much over the last few weeks, but really, really pleased with how we performed today.
And Derek, considering that we started only with probably, I think, six of the team that lined out against Clare in the Championship last year, you must have been happy with the contribution from some of the younger lads as well.
Most definitely, yeah. And look, it's a full clean slate now, and I think these lads, you see the bit of hunger there with Paul Morris and Matthew O'Hanlon, Lee Mull, these lads coming on like these, they're all hungry, and they're hungry for a bit of action in 2022. But what's really great is the likes of Oisin Pepper, Derek Carley, you know, Conor Devitt played very well at cornerback, Niall Murphy played very well. All of these boys are pushing them, and that's what we need. We're going to need to find fresh blood. That's 100% fact, and we're going to need to find a system and a way of playing that's going to suit us as the year goes along. Now, it's only step one, it's only the start, and it's still obviously very early January, and these lads are putting in a massive amount of work. We've only 9 training sessions done so far, so we're going to be training all the way right through to January, and we have a challenge match next weekend against Tip, so we're going to see another probably out of 25 that played today. We'll hopefully see maybe 12 or 13 even newer faces than that again.
Yeah. Another aspect of the game I thought today, Dara, sometimes we struggle to win ball in the air and even winning the hard ball, but our half-back line today, Conor Flood, Paddy Foley and Jack O'Connor, won an awful lot of ball there today, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And again, look, they're three very, very good hurlers, and I suppose the bit of club action that I would have seen, I was very impressed by all three of them. So it's a somewhat new position for Jack O'Connor. He really came into his own in the second half. There are times where he'll be challenged differently by other players. You know, the opposition player, they won't always have a six-footer on him, but he did cope very well. Conor Flood was very, very good. He has been probably our most consistent trainer over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's brilliant to have Paddy Foley back. He's a commanding presence there in the middle of the defence, and it did take him that 10 minutes at the start of the game to get up to the pitch of it, but he was really, really, really good, and his ball striking is excellent. And I do also, I suppose, his brother Oisin, who's new to this panel, he was also very good. He worked really, really hard in the first half, and very, very happy with him. He's a good target man for us, and hopefully he'll progress over the next few weeks.
And Dara, I suppose the other aspect, I suppose people will ask you about this, but a lot of these lads haven't played without a sweeper, and you know, I think Laois got one goal chance there, really. And so without the sweeper, we gave away very few goal chances.
Yeah, and the one goal they did get, I was actually very disappointed with it. I thought we could have been a bit more ruthless and clinical and dragged the man down. Yeah. As I said to the lads at half time there, at this level, if a half forward breaks the half back line and it's a 4-on-3 or it's a 5-on-4, the reality is it's probably going to end up in the net, so you kind of have to be ruthless at certain stages. So that's something we're going to have to bring into our game, ruthless and clinical. You see the lads that are at the top of the pile at the moment, they don't mind pulling an attacking forward down if they need to. So that's one side of it. And look, the sweeper issue. It's going to be, there are times this year I have no doubt that we're going to have to play with an extra defender, be it
5 sweepers against Limerick probably, isn't it?
Well, no, we'll go and attack that game when it comes as well. Yeah. But no, definitely there are times where we're going to have to play with an extra man at the back. But as much as we possibly can, we trust our six backs, and we trust that we just want them all to attack the ball. As I said, we are going to be challenged very differently by different teams who play different styles of game. But today was a great start for us, and very happy with how all 25 lads performed, really.
You know, Dara, I can see there's a good few people up from Wexford. I think they're all going happy today, so thank you, Dara.
Yeah, well, hopefully they are, and you know what, long may that continue. As I said, very early days now, the 9th of January, but if we get to the 9th of May and we're as happy as we are today, we'll be delighted with that.
Thanks, Dara. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.